This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Maybe you've seen this movie. Meg Ryan, playing a woman who's uptight and afraid of flying, gets on a plane, flies to France to win back her fiancé, and ends up falling in love with her seatmate, a French jewel thief played by a mustachioed Kevin Kline. I watched that romantic comedy, French Kiss, by the way, just a couple of weeks ago, and it is so evidently a movie of the mid-1990s. Since then, romantic comedies have been on the decline, and according to Megan Garber with The Atlantic, that's because times have changed, but the rom-com hasn't. Hi, Megan.
Hi.
So let's set this up first. You've got some problems with the genre of romantic comedies.
I do. I mean, I do love the genre in general, but I do think, you know, for a very long time, people have been sort of proclaiming the death of the romantic comedy. And I think right now, those are actually fairly valid because romantic comedies have not really caught up with the reality of dating for a lot of people right now.
We used to watch these movies to get a sense of what could be, and there's less of a reason to do that now.
I think so, exactly. I mean, they've always sort of modeled behavior for us in some ways and sort of told us, you know, this is how people who are dating, people who are romantically involved interact with each other. And there's always been a little bit of a coding element to that. And, you know, we have movies like Love Actually and, you know, movies in the sort of Judd Apatow, you know, range that are wacky and fun and very entertaining, but they don't really talk about, you know, the world of Tinder and eHarmony and Match.com and all of that is not really well reflected in Hollywood at this point.
Yeah, you're all but giving advice to screenwriters here saying get your act together. There's an opportunity here to make movies like the ones you just described. Yet that's not happening. I mean, there's a cultural thing happening here. People aren't watching these movies as much as maybe they did in the past. But there's also a commercial one, and that is studios aren't making romantic comedies the way that they were.
That's right. Exactly. There is this emphasis now on movies that will do well, not just in the United States, but globally. And so, you know, the movies that tend to do well in that context are the robots and the aliens and the movies with a lot of explosions and all of that, because there is something sort of culturally transcendent about those movies. And, you know, there is something to be said about rom-coms that are, you know, they come from a very sort of American-centric point of view often and adopt American social codes and mores as the normal. So there is something to be said, actually, for the fact that there is something good about the death of the rom-com in that perspective.
Just looking back at all the romantic comedies that have been made, you know, the economy was in much better shape back then. I think if you've got mail, there were actual bookstores that were open that people were going to. Of course, that was the subject of that film as well, sort of the encroachment of the internet. But to what extent were these films sort of propelled by the booming economy of the mid to late 90s?
I think they were to a large extent. When you have a booming economy, it sort of frees you up to focus on non-economic concerns. And one of those concerns often is love and romance and relationships. There's probably some phenomenon where if there is a good economy, people, you know, want to sort of think about what options would be available to them, you know, now that they have their sort of economic security.
What does a romantic comedy in 2014 need to have to be successful, do you think? If a studio executive were to break the mold and throw a few million at making a romantic comedy, what would it look like, you know, in this day and age?
What I would love to see is something that really does account for the way that so many people are dating now, which is through the internet and through, you know, meeting people online and relying to some extent on algorithms to connect them. So I would love to see a movie that would account for that in some way, kind of an updated version of You Got Mail, which really did try to account for the new realities that the internet was creating in a way now that seems very sort of quaint. But I would love to see something like that for those digital connections that are made before the physical connection is there.
The misleading profile and all of that.
That would be great. I would love to see that movie.
Megan Garber is a staff writer at The Atlantic. You can find a link to her piece, When Harry Met eHarmony, at marketplace.org. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.